She wasn't buying it. You eat people's souls. How can you not be bad? Trust me, these aren't people you want reincarnated. The guy I ate yesterday was a wife-abusing hitman. Good, strong soul. Rotten human being. Sin had to force himself not to laugh when it was obvious Kat wasn't amused. But he knew for a fact that Damien was right. He only took the lives of those who deserved to die, and so long as he did, Sin had no problem with him. Kat shook her head. And if you eat enough of those souls, they begin to corrupt you, until you become one of them. Everyone knows that. Damien scoffed. Only if you're stupid. I'm 200 years old, and I haven't turned yet. You just have to learn to hum a lot, so you don't hear their bullshit echoing in your head. It gets really loud and ugly the closer to final death they go. But then you eat a new soul, and it usually finishes off the old one. So there's no real danger of turning evil yourself. She tried again to shrug off Sin's hold. You disgust me. Damien took it in stride. Like you don't have any revolting habits. I don't eat people. Technically, I don't either. I only swallow their souls. Which, I might add, you should try someday. Finger-licking good. She let out a shriek before she lunged again. Sin wrapped his arms around her waist and lifted her up from the floor, which was a really stupid move, since she then proceeded to kick him in the legs. Why don't you go back downstairs, Damien? I'll call you when I have a minute. Sure, boss. Sin waited until the door was safely shut before he released Kat. She turned on him with her nostrils flared and her green eyes snapping fury. Don't you ever keep me from teleporting again. Why not? You did it to me. Kat calmed a degree as she realized he was right. She'd done that to him. Funny, it hadn't seemed like a personal invasion until it had happened to her. No wonder he'd been so angry in Colossus. But that didn't change the fact that he was in the wrong where the daemon was concerned. How can you condone what that man does to stay alive? Me? I'm not the one whose uncle went wild on an entire innocent race. If not for Apollo and his condemnation and curse, none of the daemons would even exist. They killed his son and his mistress, she said, as if that warranted the god's unreasonable anger. 3 soldiers killed his son and mistress, Sin reminded her. The rest of them were completely innocent. How many of the Apollites did Apollo kill as children the day he went wild on them? Does he even care? Oh, wait a second, I forgot. How many of the Apollites were his own flesh and blood children and grandchildren that he condemned to death? Did he care they were damned over something they had no part in? He killed more of his own blood family in anger than the 3 soldiers who killed that mistress and child. A lot more. Kat cringed. Again, Sin was right. The Striker who served Apollyme was Apollo's own son. Originally, Striker had had 10 children who had been cursed along with him. Out of that 10, all of them had gone daemon and been killed. All of them. Tell me something, Kat, Sin said, his voice deep and tense. If you were going to die at 27 and someone showed you how to live another day, would you really choose the life of a complete stranger over your own? Of course I would. Then you're a better person than I am. Or maybe you just haven't had to fight for survival. So you can't truly understand what it's like to look death in the face and have him stare right back at you. The heat in his voice sent a shiver over her. Still, she wasn't swayed to his side. You're immortal. What do you know of dying?